Our guest at the cafe this morning is the executive director for the Northeast Texas Trail, Jack Neal. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Hank Pickering from Wolf City sitting in with us also, and Hank may have a word or two to add as we go along here. I saw, looking at your Facebook page, an article on the Northeast Texas Trail in Texas Monthly recently.
Absolutely. We were real happy to have that happen. I got a phone call from Wes, and probably several months ago, we were back in the winter, and he said, "Well, you know, we're thinking of doing something on the trail," and he said, "You know, he was thinking of maybe going for a bit of a hike and maybe, you know, doing as much of it as he can in the 4 or 5 day period," and asked if it was doable. Of course, yet it is. It was. Continues to be. What we didn't anticipate was the weather he was going to run into when he went out there. It was that long stretch of about 5 days of, I don't know what we had, 10, 12 inches. It felt like 3 feet of rain.
Mm-hmm. It's a very evocative article.
Yes.
You know, it was a great description of the trail. Did that appear in print as well as online?
Yes, I believe it did.
It's in the print edition of Texas Monthly as well. I had never heard you say this before, and I don't know how much difference it makes, but he refers to the Northeast Texas Trail in the article as the NET.
Right.
NETT. Right. Is that common parlance?
That's how we refer to it back with all of the board members and us, because Northeast Texas Trail doesn't ring as quickly there off the tongue as NET, NETT.
That's a mouthful, it is. But so we'll start tossing that in from time to time as well. There was an evocative article. There's a quote in there. "You're riding along and thinking in 1878 there was a steam locomotive going down the same path you're going down," says Gary Tusick, I think, a cyclist.
Exactly.
Who lives near the trail in Avery in Red River County. "You get out there in either direction from town and there's a 100-foot tall pine tree on either side, and total solitude." Very, very descriptive.
Exactly right. It's so true. You know, and that's how I actually look at this trail. We have been a transportation corridor for 150 years, which is sort of changing from those big steel wheel locomotives to bicycles, hikers, walkers, horses still on occasion as well. And there's something quite, I don't know, fulfilling about that, in that you're being able to reuse that space. And Gary says it so well. You can be, honestly, in some places, you're paralleling a state highway, and you're a few hundred feet off of it. You would never know. It's all that nature has to offer. It is absolutely gorgeous, and it's pretty quiet out there as well.
Feels like it still might be 1870.
It absolutely could be, indeed.
We're talking with Jack Neal. Jack's the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail. Hank, your experience similar to Gary Tusick, who was quoted in the article, are your feelings about being out on the trail are similar?
Yes, sir. I absolutely love it. Gives me a chance to get out of town. You're away from the hustle, bustle, the crowds. You have a canopy of trees surrounding you. You cross the railroad trestles that were built many, many moons ago, and it just gives you a chance to get away from the busy life.
Again, we had visited with Hank in a previous program, and the trail runs right through Wolf City, and then also right through Ladonia, which is just
absolutely
up the road from Commerce. There is a quote in the article. It says, "Someday when it's officially completed, the NET will be the fifth longest trail in the United States." So it's not considered officially completed.
It is not completed. That's accurate. That does not mean you can't use it and you can't go end-to-end on it. It's very doable, and a lot of people do that on a regular basis. But completed will be what we consider when we get everything pretty much cleared and surfaced. The surface will be asphalt within most city limits. Mm-hmm. It'll then be a crushed gravel throughout most of it. Right now, there are areas where you're dealing with grass or dirt or wrong weather mud, and there are other places where you're dealing with the old railroad ballast, which can be really tough to deal with on a bicycle tire. So we're putting a lot of time, effort, and money into getting to the point where we're actually going to have a very rideable, walkable surface for that whole 130 miles.
Not everybody would agree, but I would not personally think you'd want the whole thing to be asphalt from one end to the next.
That is a topic of discussion at our board meetings that you can only imagine. I tend to be the same way. Well, it comes from owning too many bikes and different kinds of bikes, in that I will grab a different bike and go check out a different section, whether it's a mountain bike, something dealing with mud, or he's taking a road bike out somewhere in Paris or Farmersville or New Boston.
Reasonable people may disagree on that. But
absolutely. That's right. One of the beauties of this.
All right, good. Well, thanks, guys, for having a cup of coffee with us again. It's Jack Neal, the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail, and Hank Pickering, a trail user from Wolf City. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.